Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The land this week is Lenox, Massachusetts. The bookseller is Matt Tannenbaum. As we do every Tuesday, we celebrate a slate of books destined to be your summer reads or just to brush up on your knowledge. And to do so this morning, we check in and check out the shelves of one of our favorite independent bookstores, The Bookstore in Lenox. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Matt Tannenbaum back to the program. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Joe. Happy summer morning.
It's always lovely to have you on the program, and a delight to hear what you have to tell us, because they're always really cool things.
I got some great books for you today.
Yeah, you really do. You've got some neat stuff and some neat events coming up, and a lot to talk about.
A lot of events, yeah. We have a poetry reading tonight, another reading on Thursday, another reading on Saturday. What was I thinking?
I don't know, but you think it's summer in the Berkshires or something.
It's summer in the Berkshires. The wine bar is open at night, get lit, and we're having a great summer. And the people are loving the books.
Yeah, well, that's great.
I have two pieces of fiction and three nonfiction, but I want to say that still fiction so outsells nonfiction every day. Yeah. Every week, every month, every year.
Well, we want to escape, especially during the summer. We want to escape.
And the fiction that sells is the old fiction, the backlist fiction, yeah. The Wuthering Heights, the George Eliot books. It's just great. But we have a brand new piece of fiction, Shanghai Factor, by my buddy Charles McCary. Charles McCary, this is his 13th novel, and it's published by Mysterious Press, which is owned or edited by Otto Penzler, who is well known in the mystery bookstore,
right?
Mystery Press Publishing.
He's a pip.
Penzler?
Yeah. I talked to him at this book show. Did you see him this year?
I didn't see him there.
Yeah, he was down there.
Oh, yeah, no, I was supposed to go to a party at his...
Oh, you forgot.
Hello.
2 months later, you remember. That's right. All right.
That was a great evening. So Charles McCary's 13th novel, Shanghai Factor, this is his second straight novel in which the narrator is first person and unnamed. This is a young guy who is on an espionage mission in China, in Shanghai. He is not sure what he's doing there. He's there to find out what he's going to find out. And from the very first page, he's bumped into by a young girl on a bicycle. And, of course, it's no accident. Or is it an accident? And the book just takes off from there. And it's so engaging. I mean, McCary has been writing novels publishing novels since the 70s, his first Paul Christopher novels. And then he's written other novels as well. The Bride of the Wilderness is a historical novel. And so I don't want to give too much away except to say there's a great character in here named Luther Burbank.
I love the name.
He was the 19th century horticulturist. But this is a namesake, or this is somebody who's in the counterintelligence operation, and who's I don't even want to use the word betrayal. You didn't hear me say it. Let's go on to the next book.
Okay.
and McCary is going to be at the bookstore on Thursday, the 25th of July.
I was going to say he's a part-time Berkshireite.
He's a part-time. He was raised in the Berkshires and comes back every year from far away, and we've had him, I would say, 4 or 5 years in a row every summer, and I don't know how this guy. He stopped writing the Paul Christopher novels back in '91, and then in early 2000s, I spoke to him on the phone. He said, "Yeah, he had another Paul Christopher novel. It just the guy wouldn't let him go." And then a couple of years later, another last Paul Christopher novel. But this is not Paul Christopher. This is
Charles McCary.
This is Charles McCary.
And his new novel is The Shanghai Factor, and it's published by the Mysterious Press, and he'll be at the store on the 25th of July.
5 p.m.
And you can find out all of this information at bookstoreinlenox.com. Next up.
Now for something completely different.
Yes, sir. That's what I've come to expect from you.
Russ and Daughters, Reflections and Recipes from the House that Herring Built. Mark Russ Fetterman. Do you know Russ and Daughters?
I do. Yes. This is a. Where are they located?
They're Lower East Side. Was it Canal Street?
Yeah.
Next to Tannenbaum's Bakery, a name I remember. Next to the other famous places, and Calvin Trillin writes the foreword to this.
Who, there's nobody better to write about food, but there's nobody better anyway
to write about Russ and Daughters. So what I want to say is
Lower East Side of Manhattan, and they sell salmon and fish and caviar and
appetizers. It says underneath that Russ and Daughters appetizers.
Yes.
It's been in business for over 100 years.
Yep.
But the book is published by, look who publishes this book.
Schocken Press.
Schocken Books. Schocken is the preeminent Jewish publisher in New York. They publish Hannah Arendt. They publish Franz Kafka. And they publish Russ and Daughters. There's no better publisher for this lovely memoir. Also,
are they a division of Random House? They're a division of Random House.
Schocken,
right?
Is a division of Random House. So are we all.
Yeah, I know. We're all owned by Random House. Good point.
The second point, of course, is that it's with a foreword by Calvin Trillin. If you've never eaten anything with a Calvin Trillin line about food in your head, the food that you put in your mouth, you've never experienced good food. Calvin Trillin, when you eat something that Calvin Trillin has written about, you know what he's talking about.
Look at that, Matt. That is a picture of I'm showing Matt a picture which is weird because he brought the book to me, but it's bagel pudding with prunes and raisins. That sounds so good.
There's recipes
yes.
in the book.
But my mother would have made that. I love that. You know, is so good.
That is there's something pretty warming about that. Even on a hot day, you want
oh, especially on a hot day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You want that comfort. You want that. Where's the line from Arthur Miller's play Death of a Salesman? Attention must be paid.
Yes.
And this is true in Russ and Daughters. The third point I want to make about this book is that it is the second point was that it was the foreword by Calvin Trillin. The third point was that it's a memoir of a retail establishment. And any of us who run retail establishments know how much we want to write memoirs. We want to tell these stories about what happens. These stories are hilarious. And these are written so well.
And it's Russ and Daughters, Reflections and Recipes from the House That Herring Built, which is hilarious. And it's Mark Russ Fetterman with a foreword by Calvin Trillin, published by Schocken Books. And
Fetterman is third generation.
It's that's great. Good stuff.
Yeah, good.
Very good stuff.
And now, switching back again.
Yes.
To
fiction.
Completely. No.
Oh, okay.
Back to nonfiction.
Okay.
But also completely different. Janet Malcolm's new book, 41 False Starts, published by, who publishes this?
FSG.
FSG, Farrar Straus. Classy literary publisher. Malcolm has been writing for, 40 years, 50 years in New York Review of Books, New Yorker Magazine. This is a collection. This is her first collection of essays, of her journalistic essays, since the 90s, I think. And when I came across this book, I remembered reading one of them, Salinger Cigarettes.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. Yeah
Salinger Cigarettes. Nobody, nobody can write about cigarettes anymore like that. And nobody did. And it's a little cutesy. Many people have said, you know, Salinger, how much time he spends on a pack of cigarettes, on Buddy taking out the cigarette and lighting it, is a little too much. But as Malcolm says in her book, and as Buddy says in his narration of in his stories, there's nothing fishy going on here, Buddy. Mm. There's nothing fishy. And so there's a beautiful essay on Salinger. It came as a result of Salinger's daughter's memoir back in 91, which attempted to trash her father. And then the response from the brother Matt and his remembrance of what it was like to grow up in that household. And from his response, you get that line of Salinger's. You get that speech of Salinger's that you hear in his book. And of course, we haven't heard it since 1965, the last published book.
Yeah.
There's a new movie coming, right? There's a new documentary on Salinger coming in the fall.
Yeah.
I don't know anything more about it.
It's Janet Malcolm's book is 41 False Starts, and what's interesting is it's essays on artists and writers, so artists. Really good stuff.
So there's an essay on Wharton.
Yeah.
On Wharton, the essay is called "The Woman Who Hated Women," and all the women who do each other in Wharton's novels. I had neglected to. She's not a misogynist, but the women are the ones who do the evil things to the other women. Read this book. Read these great essays. There's another great essay I was just looking at this morning on Jean Stratton Porter's book, Girl of the Limberlost, a great classic novel, 1909 or something, that Malcolm finds again 40 years after she read it the first time, and is moved to remember the gasps that she had in reading it as a 9-year-old.
Essays on Artists and Writers. It is entitled 41 False Starts by Janet Malcolm, published by FSG.
How's our time here?
We got about 5 minutes.
A couple of more books. Here's Louis Begley's latest book, Memories of a Marriage, published by Doubleday. And this is a New York book. Unlike Russ and Daughters, it's a different part of New York. As Susan Cheever says, Begley knows the secret life of the American aristocracy. And this book is so sure-footed. So his writing is so familiar to me. It's like he's telling me a story that he's known for a long time. This is a narrator is telling the story of a marriage that he thought he knew about. He knew this couple, and now years later he's discovering, you know, more truths about it or more perceptions about it. Kind of like it's not like Julian Barnes's book Sense of an Ending. But this is a book that the writer is telling me. He says, like, I've known this story for a long time, and now I think it's time for you to hear it. So that's the way I got this book.
It is Memories of a Marriage. It's a novel by Louis Begley, and it's published by Doubleday.
The last book I have is Tom Dyge's book, Third Coast, When Chicago Built the American Dream. Tom Dyge is a summer resident of the Berkshires, and he's going to be at the store this coming Saturday, the 20th, at 2 p.m. The Third Coast, How Chicago Built the American Dream, a narrative of Chicago in the 20th century. I didn't read it all. It's a big, big book. I read a lot of it, and
we had him on. This has been out for a little while.
I think late spring. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I think we had him on.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was a local connection.
Yeah. I didn't until a neighbor of his mentioned. You know, Tom lives here. He's coming in the summer. Would you like to have him come and read? And so I had the book in, and I pre-sold a number of copies. Incredibly, the number of people who come into the bookstore in Lenox who want to know about Chicago.
Well, and it's such an interesting, it's really an interesting story. I read this book almost exclusively for how much he writes about and so beautifully about Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
That's right.
Burr Tillstrom.
Okay.
It's a lovely.
We're big into 50s television.
It's
on the
lovely.
Radio today,
aren't we? Absolutely. and obviously was in Chicago, and he just talks about this time and place and writes quite about it. And it's set kind of before 1945, going into current and again, right, how the building of the American dream. So
right. So he'll mention Daley and Kennedy, the 1960
yep.
election. He'll mention, of course, he mentions a lot on writers, Nelson Algren, Saul Bellow.
Ray Kroc
Yeah, Kroc. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Kroc is in there. The Cubs are not. I have to take issue with Mr. Dyge on that when I see him on Saturday. The White Sox didn't make it either, but the Cubs, maybe he didn't realize what a Cubs fan I was.
Dave Garraway.
Garraway is there. Franz Werfel makes it.
Yeah.
But the Cubs don't, so we'll talk about that.
There's Kukla, Fran, and Ollie right there. There's the picture of Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. Yeah.
And who's that in the booth with them?
It's Burr Tillstrom, and then Fran...
Fran Francesca.
This was my early television.
Good
I
stuff.
Remember this. Yeah.
The Third Coast is the book, When Chicago Built the American Dream. So we have 30 seconds to tell people when all your events are.
The other events, we have Howard Fairstein is reading poetry tonight at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Howard is the author of a new book called Dreaming of the Rain in Brooklyn, a book of poetry.
Okay.
And that's at 5 o'clock. Thursday, Patsy Vigderman, her new book, Possibilities, Essays Against Despair. Vigderman, Mona Simpson, the writer, says, reading an essay by Patsy Vigderman is like going to an ideal dinner party where everyone has read your favorite book. Tom Digest, Saturday. McCary, the following Thursday. Olympia Dukakis coming to talk about Bertolt Brecht and Mother Courage in August. Check the website for that. August
12th. That'll be great. Bookstore, that's so cool. Bookstoreinlenox.com. Bookstoreinlenox.com. And we'll have her on the show actually on the 2nd of August. And we'll
Excellent.
Talk about that
Good
as job. Well. Matt, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.